period in particular, they were pinned in your zone.
Yeah.
They saw a lot of pucks in that first period.
Yeah, no, I felt good right from the start. We knew Utica was going to come hard, which they did, and we just tried to weather the storm. And you know, I didn't think it was a great first period for us, but I think we did a good job of bouncing back and really played good the last 40 minutes.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You know, after that kind of first period, there seemed to be a different energy when you guys came out for the second, and you guys were really a lot of forechecking, a lot of offensive pressure. What changed between periods?
I think we were a little embarrassed, honestly. I think we weren't happy with the way we played that first period, and you know, we got a competitive locker room, so you know, we said, hey, let's get after them, and kind of did what they did to us to right back at them. So you know, like I said, it was nice to see us bounce back and really play good the last 40.
So you take a win in Binghamton on Wednesday. Yep. You get a point out of tonight. Now you head into Syracuse tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, we just got to be ready to play our best game because we know Syracuse is going to give us theirs. So playing in Syracuse, that's a tough barn to play in. They got good fans, and we just got to worry about playing our game and get some good rest tonight and get some food and fluids in us and be ready to go tomorrow.
What's the mood like in the room right now? You know, it's, you guys are working with practically new lines and new lines every night. Seems to still be high.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think the new guys that come in, they bring good energy, good new energy, and that's the American Hockey League. I mean, that's pro hockey in general. There's just a lot of changes, ups and downs, and we know that. And I like the guys that we brought in. I think they're hardworking players, which is good to see. So I think we got a pretty good locker room right now. So like I said, we got 27 games left, so we just gotta worry about playing it one game at a time and just try to play as best as we can.